I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlan Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who grappled with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mum-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they're becoming too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Q&A is an immersive 10-part thriller recorded in India. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Episode 3.
Mr. Thomas, how do you feel?
Fine.
All set for the next question?
Yes.
You've already won 10,000 rupees. If you answer the next question correctly, you will win 50,000 rupees. That must be, what, 500 times what you earn every month?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You still have your two lifeboats intact, and you can, of course, walk away with your 10,000.
I would like to keep playing.
You're a brave boy. So let's find out what the next question is for 50,000 rupees. How's your singing voice, Mr. Thomas?
If he expected me to sing and entertain the audience, that was not going to happen. I hated his cheeky questions and the way his gold tooth twinkled when he smiled. Besides, I hadn't sung in a long time. Not since my days at the orphanage, 6 years ago.
Come on, hurry up, you idiots. At last.
After Father Francis left the church, Father John sent me to a juvenile home in Delhi. I met many other boys there. Some were abandoned, some were school dropouts, some were criminals. But I'll never forget the day I met Salim, the boy who soon became my best friend.
Are you the new boy?
Yes.
Did you spill your soup?
No. The other boys knocked it out of my hand.
Why are your hands bandaged?
A Hindu mob. They set fire to my house. I got burned.
And your family?
They all died.
You can share my soup if you want.
Salim and I have many things in common. We are both orphans. We both love watching films. And we both love the day trips organized for us by the nice people from NGOs. We would get to travel in air-conditioned buses and see the sights of Delhi. Our favorite trip was to the carnival.
I want to go to that Panditji, Thomas. But they only gave us 10 rupees, Salim, and I want ice cream. Please, I want to know what my future will be.
I don't think there is much in our future worth knowing, but I don't want to break Salim's heart.
Show me your hand, beta. Hey, not this one. The right hand is for girls. Show me the other one. Are you a girl?
No.
What's the matter? Let me see. Oh, never be ashamed of these burns, beta. This mark that joins your lifeline signifies rising out of great peril. I see a bright future for you.
Really? What will I become?
You will be a very famous actor.
Like Shah Rukh Khan?
Even more famous.
Did you hear that, Thomas?
That's great.
And you, beta? Don't you want to know your future?
No.
Hey, come here.
Hey, let go. I said I didn't.
Shiva.
What is it, Panditji?
Strong line of head, weak line of heart. There will be obstacles.
Hi, Allah.
I can do something to ease your way. But it'll cost you.
How much?
200 rupees. Why don't you ask your father?
Panditji, you should have checked who we were before spinning your yarn. We're not rich. We're from the juvenile home. And that 10 rupees was all we had. Come, Salim.
Wait. Come here. Keep this bit. It's a lucky coin.
But I don't believe in luck.
Keep it anyway.
Thank you.
There are two versions of who the big man is, who comes to visit us every 6 months. Some say he's a rich diamond merchant with no children of his own.
Plenty of strong and talented boys to choose from. Mm.
So from time to time, he comes to the juvenile home to adopt children.
This one?
You, step forward.
Others say this he owns a school in step Mumbai forward. Where he takes children he finds promising for proper training.
Your name is?
Pankaj.
Either way, one thing is clear.
This one?
If you're selected by this Babu Seth, your life is made.
What's your name?
Salim Ilyasi.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Salim?
I want to be a famous actor, like Shah Rukh Khan, sir.
When did he arrive?
About 11 months ago.
Does he have anyone?
No, Babu, sir. His whole family died in a communal disturbance.
Just the kind of boy I need. Sort out his paperwork, huh?
Yes, sir. Good choice, sir. And the other boys too?
Just this one today.
Please, sir.
What do you want?
This is my best friend, Thomas. I can't go anywhere without him.
Salim, are you mad?
I beg you, sir. I can't leave if he doesn't come along.
Acha? To chalo.
And the next thing I know, the two of us are on a train heading to Mumbai.
You will have to sing and dance if you want to be an actor.
Well, I don't know how to sing and dance.
Don't worry. I'll organize a music teacher for you. In no time, you'll be singing like Kishore Kumar.
Really?
Yes.
Really, sir?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thomas, did you hear that? I'm gonna be an actor.
By the end of the trip, even I'm convinced that being picked by Babu is the best thing that has ever happened to me and that my life will now be transformed. Instead of ending up cleaning car windscreens at traffic signals or sweeping floors in private houses, I will now be taught useful skills and groomed for success. But when we reach Babu's house, it is not the palatial bungalow we expected.
You wait here.
It is a cramped, decrepit building surrounded by a wall topped with barbed wire.
There are some boys over there looking at us.
Who's there?
Babu brought us here.
Oh, new boys. Come, eat with us.
Come on, don't be shy.
Babu Seth said we should wait here.
Oh.
What's wrong with him, Thomas?
I think he's blind, Salim.
Salim? Thomas? I told you to wait. Come here at once.
When I tell you to do something, I tell you for a reason.
But who are all those boys?
This is the school I run for crippled children. One of my many charitable concerns. I didn't want you to be frightened by their disfigurements. Now you'll have nightmares, all because you didn't pay attention to what I said. Come. This is where you'll be staying. Go.
We are kept separate from the other boys. We are given a nice room and music lessons too.
Now we will move on to the bhajans of Surdas.
Who's Surdas?
Surdas? He was a famous bhakti singer. One day he fell into a well and remained there for 6 days. On the seventh day, he was rescued by a young boy. That young boy was none other than Lord Krishna himself.
Really?
Surdas then devoted his entire life to composing songs in praise of Krishna.
So, shuru kare. Chalo, mere piche gao.
Akhiya hari darshan ki piyasi akhiya.
What does that mean? Why are his eyes thirsty?
Didn't I tell you? Surdas was completely blind. Theek hai?
Our next few weeks are devoted to Surdas. We learn every line, every song. And on the last day of our lessons, Babu comes to meet him.
Masterji.
Babu Seth.
We need to discuss what is to follow now.
Zarur. Shall we go to your office?
Come. Boys, you stay here.
Look, Babu's dropped some money. It's 100 rupees. We must give it back to him. Come.
We make our way to Babu's office.
Babu,
The door is slightly open and we can see Babu and Master Ji in deep conversation.
We can easily bring in 300 rupees a day.
We shouldn't interrupt them. Let's wait till they're finished.
And what about the older one?
Thomas.
Huh?
I did what I could, Babu said. He's no good.
Fine then. He'll have to fend for himself. Either he brings in the 100 rupees or he sleeps hungry.
But shall we send them out on the trains next week?
Yes. But we'll have to do them now.
But Babu said we better tie them down properly. That haram khor, last time he scratched me.
I can call the doctor if you want. That way there'll be less blood, you know.
I waste money
come.
On the doctor now.
What are you
You've
doing?
Done it plenty
We've
of times.
We've got to get out of here.
Handle it.
Just come, hurry.
Take it. Bring them to me.
Hurry.
Hey, what's wrong with you? Why do you think we were made to learn bhajans of Surdas? Because Surdas was a great poet. No, because he was blind. And that is what they will make us tonight.
Salim! Thomas!
Quick, quick!
Salim!
Life insurance company is on the phone.
Life insurance kya?
ICICI Prudential. Life insurance.
Quick, in here! You're wrong, Thomas. We'll talk to Babu, sir. And
no,
we have to get out of here now.
I don't want to run away. He said he would make me an actor.
Salim! Thomas!
Salim, you believe in destiny, right? This is the coin Panditji gave me. Let it decide our destiny. Heads we leave, tails we stay. Okay?
Thomas! Salim!
Okay, Salim!
Okay.
Heads, see?
Thomas, where will we go? What will we...
In heads, Salim. You agreed. Now follow me. Push!
It's barred up. We're trapped.
Salim, listen to me. There's only one option left. We are going down.
Down? There?
Yes.
No. I can't. It's disgusting.
We have to, Salim.
Please, Thomas.
It's the only way. Come.
Come on, Salim.
No. Jump. Jump now, or do you want your eyes cut out?
I can't.
Take my hand, Salim. Jump. We'll get out of here.
I'm feeling sick.
Meanwhile, I see light. Come on.
Slither out of the pit and into the night. The moon is full. The night is calm.
Run!
Mr. Thomas.
Yes.
I asked you if you had a good singing voice.
I can't sing to save my life.
But do you know anything about music?
A bit.
Well then, your next question is easy, but only if you know your bhajans. Are you ready?
Ready.
For 50,000 rupees, your question is, Surdas, the blind poet, was a devotee of which god? Was it A. Ram, B. Krishna, C. Shiva, or D. Brahma? Remember, if you give me a wrong answer, you lose everything.
It's B. Krishna.
If you're not sure, you still have two lifeboats to help you.
I'm sure.
Computer, Mr. Thomas has chosen option B, Krishna. Is this the right answer? Oh, Mr. Thomas. It was such a pleasure being acquainted with you. And we will have the opportunity to get further acquainted because you are staying right here. B. Krishna is correct. You have just won 50,000 rupees.
Radiotopia.